Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Dan Hedrington from SEH.
So we're in the process of trying to permit the state-of-the-art facility that is going to be the newest in decades and decades. And so what's happening is that we fully expect that the governing authorities involved with this are going to be going through it thoroughly. So this is something we expect. Like I said, we're thrilled with everybody that we've been dealing with in North Dakota, just the amount of attention they're giving to it, the amount of priority that they're giving our project. Is the timeline, you know, would we like to see it faster? Of course, everybody does. You'd like to see things move along so that you can get, you know, shovels in the ground sooner and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, those of us that are involved with the construction end of things, we're going, you know what, winter comes fast in North Dakota, and when it hits hard. So we want things sooner. But we would much more rather have a situation where the authorities that are reviewing this and approving these applications have 100% confidence that what we're saying is true, the information we're providing is accurate, and that if someone, you know, tries to argue the fact later on, that we'll have all of our ducks in a row and everything will have been done properly. So on the whole, we're very, very pleased with what's going on. We're looking forward to working with these governing officials as we move along, but things are going very well.
Is there anything specifically that you guys are kind of keeping an eye on type of a thing when it comes to the air quality?
Well, so we know 100%, we're 100% confident that the North Dakota officials are reviewing our project and they're reviewing it thoroughly. So right now, like I said, the latest and the greatest is that we're expecting a letter, and we're going to respond to that very, very quickly. So as soon as we get that official, you know, request, we'll jump on that, provide them with information. As they continue to review it, we're hoping for a situation where they deem the application complete, that they have all of the data that they need to make their decisions. That's why they're actually asking for just a little bit of data now. Once that happens, we'll be in a great position to where they finalize their review, and hopefully we'll get our permit sooner than later.
My next question might seem like parsing words a little bit, but to the average person, it might seem like parsing words, but you might know a little bit more specifically what I'm talking about. This permit now, it was not resubmitted, it was amended. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're actually right on the money. So there are distinctions between how you apply for permits. So you'd explain that maybe for some of the listeners, but really what it boils down to is that you make your initial application, you submit that documentation, and then if you were to somehow withdraw that request and then say resubmit it a year later, it's considered a new application. What we did was something that I would consider to be a little bit unique. So I'm going to go into this in a little bit of detail, and you cut me off if you think that's appropriate, because I'm fine with that. So the basics is we submitted our original application back in October, and through the just going through the design process and going through finalizing components and things like that, some of the design engineers found some components that they felt if they modified the design that they could reduce emissions even more. Now remember, that first application was submitted with our expected emissions being less than the allowable threshold for emissions in that area. So we thought we were in a great position as it was for the original application. Well, when the Meridian leadership team was approached with that information that, hey, by the way, we could switch out some components and make this even better, the decision was made, do it. We want it better. We want even less emissions if we have to. So what we did in April or early April, we submitted an amendment. So what we did is we went in there and said, okay, same location, same project, same, you know, basic stuff, but we're switching out some of the components. So we made an amendment to our application and submitted that document, that series of documents. And then, so that's what's being thoroughly reviewed right now. Well, to be honest with you, Jason, this project is an outstanding project. I know the individuals that are on their leadership team. I know them well. I know their intentions. I know what their goals are. I know what's important to them, and I know the team. I know the engineers on the staff. I know the operators that are hired. I know that this is the, I would say, one of the best teams that I've ever seen in my career. These people are dedicated and very, very, very concerned about everything that would impact the locals in the area, the state, and the federals, or so as far as for the United States as a whole. And I'm just excited about this project. This is an outstanding project. I think that it has great impacts to the locals as far as for the local municipalities, but the state of North Dakota, you made reference earlier that North Dakota is going to be, you maybe didn't use this term, but this is going to be kind of a role model project. North Dakota is going to be a leader in this. And then for the United States as a whole, this is a new refinery.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Hedrington from SEH, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. We're kind of like that, we're kind of like that, girl. We're kind of like that, we're kind of like that. We're kind of like that, we're kind of like that, girl. We're kind of like that, we're kind of like that, oh yeah. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. That concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. the Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.